75, Section 4, The Plants and Animals of Missouri. As you read, look for the following. Where we find plants and animals. How some species are native, while many are not. How some species are endangered. How conservation is helping to restore some species. Vocabulary terms. Flora, fauna, native species, migrate, endangered, habitat, conservationist. Because Missouri has such a wide variety of weather and geographic regions, it also has a wide variety of plants and animals. We call the plant life flora and the animal life fauna. An example of the many plants and animals in Missouri can be found in Big Sugar Creek State Park in McDonald County in southwest Missouri. Biologists, scientists who study plant and animal life, have counted 345 different plants and 134 different birds in the park. They have also made lists of more than 30 different fish, 16 mammals, and 47 amphibians, including 5 different kinds of salamanders and 19 different kinds of snakes. Page 76. Plants. Botanists, scientists who study plants, have counted more than 2,000 kinds of flowers in Missouri, including the state flower, the white hawthorn. Dandelions grow in yards all over the state. Bright blue chicory can be found along rural roadsides. Cottontails grow well in swamps, and poison ivy seems to be everywhere. Deep in the woods are rare orchids, and water lilies cover ponds in city parks. Don't forget all the different types of plants grown on farms and in gardens for food. You'll learn more about them in a later chapter. Many of the plants and flowers we see in Missouri are native species, meaning they have always grown here. Some are only found in Missouri, like the Ozark corn salad wildflower. But people brought many other plants and animals here, either on purpose or by accident. They might have wanted to grow the same plants as they did in their native lands. Sometimes, however, seeds hitched rides in their wagons or cargo and found fertile land where they fell. When the first European explorers arrived in Missouri, trees covered two-thirds of the state. There are more than 140 different kinds of trees in Missouri. Some 48 of them are natives, including our state tree, the flowering dogwood. About a third of the state is still covered by trees, including vast national and state forests in southern Missouri. These national and state forests were once largely made up of pine trees. Page 77. Lumber companies cut down most of the pine trees, making room for other trees like oak and ash. Lumber companies still harvest trees in Missouri, providing many jobs. Maple trees not only produce shade for our yards, but also are tapped for their sap to produce maple syrup. A wide variety of nut trees are found in Missouri, including walnut and pecan. These are endangered. How conservation is helping to restore some species. Vocabulary terms. Flora, fauna, native. Birds and mammals. Trees also provide homes for a large number of mammals and birds in Missouri. Squirrels live all over the state, as do deer, possum, raccoons, rabbits, and skunks. Some of them may have even visited your backyard or city park. Birds like blue jays, cardinals, and sparrows are also found all over the state. You might have to go into the woods to see other animals like the bobcat and black bear, or birds like turkeys and the state bird, the eastern bluebird. On the prairies, you can find prairie chickens, quail, and grouse, and a type of crayfish that lives far from water. Several birds only visit Missouri on their way to and from their summer homes to the north and their winter homes to the south. These are migrating birds. They include swans and cranes and snow geese. Our most famous visitor is the bald eagle. Eagles fly south from Alaska and other northern states looking for open water where they can catch fish. Remember the dams along the Mississippi River? The water below the dams is rarely covered by ice, and the eagles find open water and plenty of fish. You can see them sitting in the trees waiting for a meal. Some of the eagles have started living in Missouri year-round, joining other large birds like hawks and turkey vultures. Page 78. Fish, amphibians, and reptiles. Missouri's rivers, streams, and lakes are filled with all sorts of fish and amphibians. These include catfish, some of them as large as pigs, that feed along the river bottoms, bluegill that fill farm ponds, largemouthed and smallmouthed bass in lakes, and trout in streams. Even the smallest ponds and creeks boast frogs and turtles. If you look closely in the garden, you may find toads and perhaps a garter snake. Missouri has more than 24 species of snakes. Most are harmless to humans, and all help control rodent and insect populations. Among the rocks of a glade, you will find lizards and skinks. Closer to the water, you will find their cousins, the salamanders. Did you know? Missouri's largest native snake is the bull snake, which grows to a length of 50 to 72 inches. The smallest is the flat-headed snake, which reaches only 7 to 8 inches in length. Page 79. Endangered Species. A number of Missouri's plants and animals are endangered, meaning that they are in danger of disappearing or becoming extinct. The causes are many. Some causes are natural, but most often the problem is caused by humans. Pollution, changes in habitats, the places where animals, fish, and birds live, and over-harvesting, hunting and fishing, are some of the causes. A good example is the hellbender. The hellbender is a prehistoric creature. It is the largest salamander in North America, growing as large as 2 feet long. It was once very common in Missouri's Ozark streams. These days, it is rare and in danger of disappearing altogether. Biologists are studying the reasons why the hellbenders are disappearing. They suspect that human-caused pollution in the streams is killing the hellbenders or keeping their eggs from hatching. Humans are also helping many species by restoring their habitats, passing laws to protect them, and bringing some species back to Missouri. You might find it hard to believe, but not so long ago, there were few, if any, wild turkeys left in Missouri. A combination of too much hunting and the destruction of forests had made them rare. Conservationists, people who work to protect species and their habitats, brought wild turkeys from other states and released them in Missouri forest. Laws were passed protecting the turkeys' habitat and putting limits on how many could be hunted each year. These days, seeing a wild turkey is common. Do you remember? Number one. Why does Missouri have so many different plants and animals? Number two, why are some of Missouri's plants and animals endangered? Page 80, Spotlight, the New Madrid Earthquakes. Settlers near the small village of New Madrid along the Mississippi River in southeast Missouri were thrown from their beds in the early hours of December 16, 1811. The earth was shaking violently in what was the first of a series of strong earthquakes that continued through the following February. Seismologists, people who study earthquakes, believe they may have been the strongest earthquakes to strike North America in recorded history. The earth's crust, or outer layer, is made up of large sections of rock called plates. These plates are constantly moving or trying to move, pushing against each other, sliding past each other, or sliding beneath another plate. Where these plates meet is called a fault line. When one plate gives way, allowing one or both to suddenly move, the result is an earthquake. Earthquakes are measured with an instrument called a seismograph, see below left, which records the vibrations or shock waves caused by the movement of the plates. A measurement called the Richter scale is used to describe the magnitude or strength of the shock waves. An earthquake with a Richter scale magnitude of 4 is strong enough to be felt if you are nearby. An earthquake with a 5 magnitude can cause damage to buildings and is 10 times stronger than a magnitude 4 earthquake. The earthquakes that destroyed San Francisco in 1906 and caused the Indian Ocean tsunami, large ocean waves, in 2005 measured between 6 and 7 on the Richter scale. It is estimated that the biggest of the many earthquakes that struck southeast Missouri in 1811 and 1812 measured more than 8 on the Richter scale, meaning that they were about 100 times stronger than the San Francisco or Indian Ocean earthquakes. But while those smaller earthquakes killed many people and destroyed whole cities and villages, the New Madrid earthquakes killed few people and did very little damage to buildings or other property. That is because in 1811, few people lived in the area and there were few buildings. Still, for the people who did live there, the 3 months of shaking were terrifying. Eliza Bryan was one of those who lived along the Mississippi in what is now New Madrid County. She wrote about the earthquakes. About 2 o'clock a.m., we were visited by a violent shock of an earthquake, accompanied by a very awful noise resembling loud but distant thunder, but more hoarse and vibrating, which was followed in a few minutes by the complete saturation of the atmosphere with sulfurous vapor causing total darkness. The screams of the affrighted inhabitants running to and fro, not knowing where to go or what to do, the cries of the fowls and beasts of every species, the cracking of trees falling, and the roaring of the Mississippi formed a scene truly horrible. Eliza described how the Mississippi River ran backward and how the water sloshed from bank to bank like water in a shaken cereal bowl. Boats were left sitting on the suddenly dry river bottom and then, just as suddenly, were swallowed up as the river rushed back into its bed. Fish were thrown up on the banks along with boats. In other places, sand from deep within the earth sprayed into the air, forming a ridge that runs from southwest to northeast across the Boot Hill. You can still see what is now called Crowley's Ridge as you travel, especially in Dunklin and New Madrid counties. Seismologists believe another large earthquake can happen along what is now called the New Madrid Fault. They are constantly studying it to try and predict when that might happen. Unlike in 1811, many people now live in southeast Missouri, and there are many buildings, schools, homes, power lines, pipelines, highways, and railroads that could be damaged. If your school is near the fault, and even if it isn't, the school probably has a plan to keep you safe in case there is an earthquake. Do you know what to do if you're at school or at home when an earthquake happens? Summary. In this chapter, you learned that Missouri has four geographical regions created by volcanoes and other upheavals, ancient oceans, glaciers, and erosion. Each region has special features that make it home to different kinds of plants and animals. Some of these flora and fauna are native to Missouri. Others have been introduced by humans, either on purpose or by accident. Changes in habitat, pollution, and other causes are endangering some species. You also learned that Missouri's combination of cold, wet winters and hot, humid summers is known as a humid continental climate. Because of Missouri's location in the northern hemisphere and the tilt of the earth on its axis, the state has four seasons. Missouri's climate makes it good for farming. Missouri is rich in rivers and lakes that provide habitats for a wide variety of creatures. They are also used for recreation, drinking water, transportation, and hydroelectric generation. Remember, write a sentence or two explaining how the following groups of terms are related. Number one, glacier, ice age. Number two, agriculture, prairie, delta. Number three, weather, climate, precipitation. Number four, headwaters, tributary. Number five, flora, fauna, native species. Number six, migrating, endangered. Number seven, habitat, conservationist. Page 83. Understand. Answer the following incomplete sentences. Number one, what was the Ice Age? How long did it last? Number two, why is Missouri known as the Cave State? Number three, how did the Ozark Highlands become dry land? Number four, what is the highest point in Missouri? Where is it located? Number five, name the four geographic regions of Missouri. Number six, what effect did oceans and volcanoes have on Missouri's landscape? Number seven, why is southwest Missouri usually warmer than northeast Missouri? Number eight, how were many of Missouri's large lakes formed? Number nine, how is conservation helping to restore some species? Think about it. Number one, think about the area of Missouri in which you live. Draw or write about its physical features, climate, landforms, wildlife, and natural vegetation. Number two, compare two of Missouri's geographic regions. Describe how they are alike and how they are different. Write about it. Number one, choose an animal that is native to Missouri. Describe how its habitat is important to its survival. Number two, write a letter to the author of this textbook. Describe what you like the best about the region where you live. What is something that you want others to know about your region that is not included in this book? Use the Internet. Use the Internet to research the New Madrid earthquake and fault line. Then write a short report to share your findings with the class. Work together. Number one, work in pairs to write notes on the key ideas of Chapter 3. Use your notes to write a short paragraph summarizing the chapter. Number two, work in pairs or in a small group. Use such things as magazine pictures, your own artwork, and photographs to create a display on one of the following: A. Elephant Rock, B. The Caves of Missouri, C. Missouri State Parks.